Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
On this day, 22nd July 1950, the Advocate News gave focus to the report of Mother Teresita, headmistress of the Ursuline Convent. The report reviewed the work of the main school during the period 1949 to 1950. The headmistress first thanked the parents who cooperated with key changes implemented during the year. I refer especially to the proposal which we made to you last November to consider the change to the school hours by extending over the morning hours of 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. instead of 9 till 12. Our proposed plan, it seemed, was welcomed by you. She then noted that there were 265 pupils in the school, 80 of whom had traveled from Guadeloupe and Venezuela, as well as Antigua, British Guyana, Trinidad, and St. Lucia. The convent provided accommodation for these girls as boarders. The headmistress informed parents that art, needlework, singing, and music had an important place on the curriculum, and that several good gramophones had been added to the school collection, including the symphonies of Beethoven and Mozart and the compositions of Chopin and the other masters. She then continued, "I now turn to you, the parents of our pupils, to ask your further cooperation in a matter of vital importance, the training of your clever girls. To quote the words of the Reverend Mother Prioress General of the Ursuline Order, education should make of young girls complete Catholic women, women of integrity, complete Catholics." And the headmistress posed the question, "What should be done to help each pupil develop her integral worth, to render herself capable of the Catholic duties of a Catholic wife or mother? A spirit of insubordination exists within young girls today. We beg you, the parents, to cooperate with us. Do not give in to their every wish. Do not attempt to satisfy their every desire. Keep them away from the cinemas, which, owing to the low standards of morality, the excessiveness of emotionalism and sentimentality and play exhibited, are real sources of evil for young girls today. This is our aim, the subject of our prayer." It can be noted that on the following day, the editor of the Advocate News remarked, "Too many of the films shown cater to the more primitive instincts of man, and films of an educational character come at too infrequent intervals." The editor requested that cinema owners show more films of educational value. Consequently, on this day, 22nd July 1950, Mother Teresita, the headmistress of the Ursuline Convent, encouraged parents to instruct their children in the Ursuline method of education.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.